how disappointing is that to kind of start from Shane and just have the game unravel like that those last 2 innings?
Yeah, extremely disappointing. Shane was outstanding. We needed him to step up and pitch deep in the game, and he did. And just kind of have it unravel, like you said. Yeah, it's extremely disappointing. We gotta clean up the back half of the game defensively and a lot of other areas.
Is there anything you can point to that's leading to some of the sloppiness late in the games recently?
No, it's what the guys put the work in. It's not sure if they're being too cautious, too careful, trying not to make the mistake. You know, it's one of those things where, like, it's baseball. You have to play the game from the first pitch to the last pitch the same way. And our guys have been doing that, but as of late, they haven't.
Cano has had a couple of hiccups here. Like, have you seen something different from him than when he was successful earlier?
Yeah, I mean, his last two outings have been uncharacteristic of Yenny. You know, like today, it looked like the split had a little more cut action to it than down action to it. Yeah, it's something that our pitching group is diving into and, you know, partner with Yenny and trying to make the necessary adjustments.
8 games under 500 where you guys were at it after the Tampa series. You guys obviously went on a bit of a run from that. Is there anything that y'all learned over that span that you can kind of get back to? Is there something that has been lost here over the last few weeks since that run that you guys had?
Yeah, it's just playing a complete game of baseball from pitch one to the last out. You know, like, it was back-to-back games. Like, yesterday, come out, score two, and today, a great job of situational baseball. You know, with Adley, with the sac fly, going to start off with a double. And that's kind of just about it, you know. So it's us just playing the same mindset we have when we start the game from start to finish.
What did you see from Gunnar in the leadoff spot today that was encouraging for you?
Yeah, I mean, the double, line drive double to left field is really encouraging. You know, his second at bat, working the walk, is one of those signs too, when you have those two signs that it's there, you know, and that's what we're talking about with Gunnar. Like, his at bat quality, and especially hitting the ball the other way, you know, getting some balls to fall now. So, you know, hopefully that starts kicking in for him, knowing that every ball he hits is not going to be an out. So hopefully that eases his mind a little bit.
Even though you're only 3 or 4 games off the wild card, is it hard not to worry that things might be slipping away?
No, it's more of us just not playing a complete game of baseball that's keeping me up at night. You know, I think we have to handle our business first before worrying about wild card standings or anything like that. Like, we have to be able to play our game from start to finish and control what we can control and put pressure on the other team and being able to convert outs. That's the biggest thing.
I know every loss is disappointing, but a couple days ago, you guys were 5 below .500 and Mike Elias comes out and kind of gives a supportive message to this team that he wants to go for it at the deadline. And, you know, since you guys have gone 0-3, it's just additionally disappointing just after a few days after Mike's comments.
Yeah, you would think that would help that, you know, eases some pressure if guys are feeling pressure in the clubhouse, you know, but it's one of those things where there's a lot of noise that the players are listening to outside, you know, so it's stopping the distractions and feeding your focus. That's the biggest thing for our guys. So, you know, hopefully come in tomorrow ready to go.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.